So basically, we're a family farm operation, have been all along, continue to be. And our ultimate goal is to have something for the next generations to farm. We farm up in the King William and Hanover. We farm right on the Pamunkey River, which we have irrigated out of. We have numerous streams and creeks that run through the farm. We have a cattle operation. So those are some of the reasons that we needed the conservation practices that we use. We've done strips. We've done strips through the fields. Another thing that kind of prompted us one time was a little storm called Gaston. That in this area, it dumped, right on top of us, it dumped 14 inches of rain in about 3 hours. And we had terrible washouts in the fields. We got some assistance, some technical assistance. Soil and water conservation people came out. We built some structures. We filled back in some places in the fields, and that's part of what that helped us with it. We actually have started a mitigation bank on our farm operation. We're selling stream credits and wetland credits. And really one thing that prompted us to doing that with the NUPA News was talking to building a reservoir on the Mattapony River. And they were going to need about 800 of the wetland credits, and they had actually targeted our farm as a potential site for coming in. We just got a little ahead of them by putting it into a bank and was able to sell credits. And we sell them to whoever needs them, contractors. And if you're in this area, if a contractor is going to impact 1 acre of wetland, he has to replace it with two. So that's where that's our market for that. And we receive no cost share. That's from the state at all on that. And that's we work with a consulting group, and that's it's a very good business. It's because of economic times and slow down developments, it's slowed that market down, but we're there if you need them.